Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, well, well. Happy Monday, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you are doing fantastically well. What a fun and spirited show we have coming for you today. You know, one of the things that makes this so fun for me is that I never know where the show, you know, I have an idea. You have an outline. Part of being a professional is you kind of have, you certainly do your prep and you have a rough sketch. And Lonzo always pokes at me for all of the mounds of papers that I bring in here each and every day. So you have your prep, you have your ideas, you have your outline. But I think the best hosts in the country have a willingness to go to just kind of take a drive, to go where the wheel takes you, if it takes you in a fun direction, if it brings on a life of its own. We've done shows here before where you've had an outline and that you had breaking news in the middle of the show and it completely takes over the rest of the show. We've had other issues on the show. We have had other topics on the show that have been brought up by you guys during the show, and they've completely taken off. So today, we've got a whole host of A-level topics to get to. I'm open to where they end up organically going, and we are going to have some fun. I do want to thank Patrick Brown for the great job he did filling in last week. But we welcome back the man, the myth, the legend, the Lonzo, who is now back in the network studios. Lonzo, how many words have you and I spoken since a week ago Thursday?
I don't know, like three or four just a second ago. Yeah, that's it.
Zero. Yes. We said three or four just a second ago. But
I even snuck into the building Friday, and I made sure that I avoided you. And at one point, you yelled down the hallway because you heard someone walking and you thought it was Patrick. It was actually me. And I stopped till you walked out of the building.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Why did you do that, Lonzo? Why would you do that?
Because I wanted my vacation to be complete. Uninterrupted.
And it wouldn't be interrupted if you saw my face. You've got some reframing to do. I am part of your vacation. I am part of this labor of love that you do. Okay? No, I get it. I get it. Lonzo and I had zero words spoken in 11 days, but he's back now. Great to have you back. Did you enjoy your time off?
I did. I made the mistake of moving furniture for 2 days and had to suffer another day because I'm old after that, but the furniture looks good. My game room is complete and had fun at the beach. Yeah, and only got contacted probably about 4 times from the building, which is a new record. So
there you go. There you go. Well, that's a great thing because you really then can get away from things. And folks, we are going to have some fun here today. I want to open with this. I am so damn proud of our women's team. I was at Hall of Fame Sports Grill on Wade Hampton yesterday. It was packed before 11 a.m. for the game. Would have invited Lonzo. Wouldn't have taken my call. Couldn't have gotten him out of the house, even if I did get him on the line.
You would not have wanted me there because of all your chastising online. I almost rooted against America just so you couldn't come in and gloat.
What are you talking about? Gloat about what?
All your un-American crap you've been throwing on Twitter, ridiculous.
Well, it's absolutely not ridiculous.
It's
100% accurate. I am so proud of our ladies. I am so proud of our women for going to France and winning the World Cup and doing it in the most difficult fashion possible. They get France, the best team in the tournament. That was the tournament's way of trying to knock us out of the tournament early. They give us France, the host nation, the second best team in the tournament in the freaking quarterfinal. Okay, we get Spain, a really big up-and-coming team in the round of 16. And then we get England. The United States played the third, fourth, and fifth best team in the world in their final three games, and the only reason they didn't have to beat number two is that Sweden, whom the U.S. had already beaten, took out world number two and Germany. Yesterday's game, I thought U.S. was clearly the better team from beginning to end. It was the first game in the last four where we had more rest than our opposition. We had been the team on the short end of the rest. Yesterday, we had a day more rest than them. I thought that was patently obvious as the game went on. I just was beaming with pride from beginning to end, national pride. I was also incredibly proud of our area. There are some of you listening right now that, you know, you watch the game in different spots. What was the scene like where you were watching it? Because I was at Hall of Fame Sports Grill in Greenville, and the place was absolutely jammed. I mean, it was absolutely hopping. People were so excited about this. Now, granted, Hall of Fame's a fantastic place to go, and the commitment level of people there to be there at 11 a.m. in the morning was mind-boggling. I mean, it was jammed. It was standing room only. There was not an empty seat in the whole place. And it, you know, the crowd, the fan base at Hall of Fame was living and dying with each and every pass. It was a fantastic atmosphere. Soccer created that atmosphere. It most certainly did. And we, ladies and gentlemen, all of us are now World Cup champions, back-to-back and returning World Cup champions. That is fantastic. Our men, not so much. Our women are the world champs. Our men cannot win the regional championship. Still, I felt the men showed themselves well. They're in a major transition period. All of our older players have been pushed out. We are now starting all new, younger players, 19, 20, 23 years old, and there's some growing pains there. Prior to the Gold Cup, the U.S. had lost to Jamaica, had lost 3-0 to Venezuela, and Venezuela's never made it to the World Cup. So to make it to the final of the Gold Cup against Mexico, you lose 1-0 to Mexico, but you had multiple chances at goals in that game, and the U.S. looked very dangerous. Look, it is what it is today. Our women's team is Clemson. Our men's team is South Carolina. It is what it is. You just have to accept that, okay? South Carolina, look, you can take that as a diss if you want. I take it as reality, okay? South Carolina isn't where Clemson is. But every once in a while, if you take them lightly, they can spring a big upset. They can be up 31-14 on a top 10 Florida in the third quarter of that game. That's where our men's team is right now, folks. We might spring an upset on Mexico if everything goes right. We might spring an upset on a European power if everything goes right, but we're not able to do it consistently. Our women's national team is Clemson. On social media, people were picking up on these comparisons. JP said the U.S. women's national team is Michael Jordan's playing career. The U.S. men's national team is Michael Jordan's ownership career. Very, very nice. JP at FinsFanJP with a tweet there. Porter Hayes tweets into the show. He says the U.S. women's national team is soccer on DirecTV. The U.S. men's national team is soccer on cable, right? I think the analogies there are very, very good and very well taken. I must say this because I challenged you last week. I was thrilled that I didn't have to put up with Lonzo's nonsense with this particular take, but I challenged you last week, and I challenged you yesterday, okay? And I said the following. Each and every one of you yesterday had a choice, and the choice was, are you going to be an American today or not? You each had that choice when the day began. Were you going to get up and cheer for the red, white, and blue, or were you not going to do so? You had a choice to be American or un-American. It wasn't about whether you like or dislike a sport. It's not about how players on the team feel about a president. It's about country, your country. And I said to you, what choice will you make? I'm Mark Ryan, and I approve this message. So what choice did you make yesterday? Did you choose to be an American, or did you choose to be un-American during the process. It's not about team. It's about country. It's about getting behind your country. Everyone with me at Hall of Fame Sports Grill on Wade Hampton understood that yesterday. Yet I still got people on Twitter. I still got people on social media saying, who are you to tell me what it means to be an American? Folks, you choose to be an American or un-American every day you get out of bed. What did you choose yesterday? Did you choose to be an American or did you choose to be un-American? It's a choice you make every single day. It wasn't about whether you like soccer or not. It wasn't about whether the team is going to the White House or not, and we'll get to that later. It was about whether you chose to support the red, white, and blue yesterday. Did you choose to be an American or did you choose to be un-American? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. What a collection of beautiful sounds that entered the ears yesterday. There have been 8 Women's World Cups. We have won 4. The rest of the world should be paying us rent because we own their candy asses. Let's establish that for what it is. 7 wins, 0 losses, 0 ties. All-time record for most goals scored in a World Cup with 26. Outscored the opposition in the World Cup 26-3. Did not concede more than 1 goal in any game. Historic. We are all witnesses. All right, up next, Lonzo wants to take me to task on this being an American thing. Plus, do the women have a beef with the inequality argument? Your thoughts, your takes, your calls. One of many big topics we have on the docket today. It's going to be a good one, folks. Get locked and loaded right now. 97.7 FM in Greenville. 97.1 in Spartanburg. 1330 in Anderson and Clemson. And wherever you are, on ESPNUpstate.com, you can stream live. On the Radio.com app, you can stream live. You can also get to the shows on your time at both locations. All of the shows are podcasted, easy access for you. So if you miss something on the show, if someone at work is saying, hey, did you hear this segment on the show today and you missed it, it's all right there for you. ESPNUpstate.com, radio.com app. This is the most interactive sports show in South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan. The band is back together again. Lonzo is back in the building from an extended 11-day vacation. I have no idea how he pulls this off, but whatever he's doing, I'm going to have to figure out how to do. It's incredible. The man, like, pulls his vacation days together, puts them around holidays, ends up being out of the building for 11 straight days. I don't know how he does that.
Listen,
it's amazing.
It's called math. I'm really good with math. I know how to do that. And, you know, and the whole thing is I was missed while I was gone because no one can do everything that I do. And, you know, it's good to be back.
Listen to the arrogance behind this guy. You'd think he's a Clemson fan, for crying out loud, with that level
of arrogance. How dare you?
I noticed that the locks are a little bit shorter than I've seen them in the past as well, Lon, so it might not fit in the man bun very neatly anymore.
Again, I've never worn a man bun, never will. I get my haircut twice a year, and I will not get another haircut until November.
Looking very short, looking very clean cut. This must be with the awards show coming up in August in mind that you're thinking of.
It does fall in with that, but usually when I go on vacation, I especially to the beach, you try to shore everything up. I actually shaved all the way before I went to. It's grown back since then because you don't want a tan to be uneven.
Oh, okay. You can't have that uneven tan.
Yeah.
As if Lonzo cares about that, ladies and gentlemen. The man wears hentai shirts inside the studio, and now he cares about having an even tan.
I think you need to point out the killer shirt I got going on right now that I got at the beach along with these.
Did you really? Now, what beach had Kansas City Chiefs apparel?
Myrtle Beach has a thing called Broadway at the Beach where it has a ton of shops,
okay,
including sports shops and all kind of, just about anything you can think of, they have it there.
So fantastic.
So we go there not only to go to the beach, but to go shopping.
Well, when I've been here 20 years and I have accrued 11 straight days of vacation that I can take, I will let you know what it's like. But I'll be old and gray, and I might be walking with a cane by that point, Lonzo. So we will see.
Well, I'll still be here, so yeah, we will see.
There you go. All right, a check quickly on Twitter. Andrew Ullery tweets in, the U.S. men's national team isn't pushing out all the old players, Mark. Josie Fatidor, it's actually Altidor, not finishing as usual, and Michael Bradley. It's not absolute, Andrew, but you can see the wave taking place, right? There's a whole new wave coming through. Altidore is still the best he's got, but you're right. I mean, he had a chance there in the first 8 minutes of the game. He finishes that. The whole complex, complexion of the game changes. The whole complexion of the game changes completely. Casey Helderman says, Mark, I like your analogy, women's national team, men's national team. I said the women's national team is Clemson. The men's national team is South Carolina. She said the women's national team is Trevor Lawrence, and the men's national team is Jake Bentley. The women's team is the name brand. The men's team is the generic brand. Them, Casey, in these parts, those are kind of fighting words. Let's be honest about that. All right. All right, Lonzo, I want to give you a chance here because you have intimated very, very hurtful things about me for my take and my call to action for people to be patriotic about the women's team, even going as far as to say that I almost made you root for the enemy yesterday. All I'm saying, Lonzo, is be patriotic, be an American. That's a decision we make every single day when we get up out of bed. And I challenge the audience. I challenged them last week. I challenged them with my blog. Choose to be an American yesterday. How many of you did? Lonzo, your beef with that is?
Well, again, you know, being an American is choosing to or not to do something and not being influenced by someone else. My question to you, are you going to be hypocritical or are you? Because I've been told something that happened last week. So when Olympics roll around and Olympic wrestling is going on,
right,
and America is out there, are you going to be saying the same thing that you said yesterday? Because it's our country on the mat going up against another country. So are you un-American if you don't root for the wrestling team?
Anything in the Olympics.
Including badminton. They might be adding breakdancing.
You put the flag on it.
Okay.
I'm in.
All right.
You put the flag on it. I'm in. Now, the wrestling that you watch is like mom's basement,
but
Dorito
see,
crumbs on your shirt.
You're generalizing. I watch all wrestling. I love college wrestling, especially when
what you see in the Olympics
the
is real wrestling.
Yes, it
that's
is.
That's real wrestling.
Yes, it definitely is.
That's a man sport.
Right.
I am in with the man sport. I am absolutely in.
And if you're on Twitter, you notice that Mark just quoted another wrestler today, which I put up on Twitter. That's three wrestlers so far he's quoted. So I believe that Ryan secretly
what, it's a man sport?
Is that the quote?
No. What is the quote? I don't even know what the quote is.
Candy butt, but I'm not going to say the word. That is a Dwayne The Rock Johnson coin phrase.
Oh, come on.
So you have quoted John Cena, you have quoted Ric Flair, and now you've quoted Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So if you don't watch wrestling, how do you know all these phrases? That's all I'm saying.
I don't watch wrestling, and other people have used the phrase candy asses long before The Rock took it.
I disagree. Okay? I disagree.
Long before The Rock took it. But be that as it may, I issued a challenge to the people of the upstate to choose to be an American. It was their choice. It was their choice to make yesterday, and I'm wondering if you did. We even had a caller, I think his name was Mike, that said he was going to accept the challenge and that he would be calling us on Monday to report his experience having chosen to be an American yesterday. You each had a choice, be American or be un-American.
See, here's
our women,
one thing.
Our women needed you yesterday. They needed you, and at Hall of Fame Sports Grill, they showed out in droves. They showed up. You know, in a time when we've never been more divided as a country, this was an opportunity for everybody to come together. Did you make the choice to be an American yesterday? Yes or no? 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. Yes, Lonzo.
This country was founded because people got tired of being told what to do. They wanted to come somewhere where they had the freedom to choose what they wanted to do. The way you're going about it ticks me off because of how you're implied. Because you're being communistic. You're being a czar. You're being whatever. You are the czar of sports. I command if you don't do this, then you're this. And that's just ridiculous.
No, I'm saying choose to be an American. Make the choice. Support your national team. Support the red, white, and blue. In this country, you can choose not to be an American. You know what makes this country great? You don't get shot in the head in the middle of the central marketplace for not doing that. You do in other countries. Lonzo, I'm not condoning violence. I'm saying you have the right to choose to be unpatriotic yesterday. That's part of what makes our country great. You can be unpatriotic, all right? But for many reasons, some are mad with Megan Rapinoe for saying she's not going to the White House. Some are saying, I don't like that sport. I don't like it. This transcends that. This is the red, white, and blue. This isn't about sport. This is about country. You choose to support your country, Lonzo. You choose yesterday to be an American. I feel like you did choose. You did make the option yesterday to be an American. And I commend you for that. Congratulations on making the right choice, on donning the red, white, and blue, and getting behind this team.
It's not what you're saying, it's how you're saying it that ticks me off, okay?
Good, good.
If you appeal to someone to do something, you appeal to them, you make them know that they need to do this, they need to support, not tell them they have to. When I'm told I have to do something, it really bugs me.
When did I say you had to?
Oh, the way you are wording, if you don't do this, then you're this. That is telling someone they have to.
Wait a minute. Your choice is be an American or be un-American. You have the right to choose in this country.
Those are not the choices.
Congratulations. Some of you chose to be un-American. How did it feel?
It was a great match, and I cheered, even though I mentioned to my family that I almost am rooting for the Netherlands because Mark is getting on my nerves to the point where I can't stand it, and that would cause me to not root for the American team.
If I'm getting on your nerves, I am doing something oh so right, and I really appreciate that. So, Lonzo, please let me know whenever that is the case, and I will try to do more of it.
It's real easy. Just look at the color of my face right now, and you can tell.
The other thing I want to get to on this, and let's hear from the greatest player in the world, Megan Rapinoe, shall we? Sturge and I, straight up with Sturge, Mark Sturgis and I, are at odds on this big time. And I'm going to go at Sturge at 2:20 this afternoon. So, Sturge, if you're in your car and you're listening, brace yourself, Betsy, because the house is going to get blown down at 2:20 p.m. this afternoon. All right? Megan Rapinoe, Mark Sturgis's hero, talks about what they did, what they accomplished yesterday.
What we want to do, we say what we feel, all of us, really. I know that my, you know, voice sometimes is louder, but, you know, in the meal rooms and in conversations, and everybody is in this together. We are such a proud and strong and defiant group of women. I don't think we have really anything to say.
Love her. Absolutely love her. Adore her. The best player in the world. Folks, do we not realize, and some of you are against her, some of you are against her because she was asked if she's going to the White House, and she says, I'm not going to the bleeping White House. Some of you went as far as to say you're not rooting for the entire team because of that. I don't agree with what she did, but I can both disagree. I can take off the blinders enough to both disagree with what she said and thoroughly support her and thoroughly support the national team in their quest. I encourage you to do the same. This is a woman who did absolutely positively nothing wrong. This is, you know, people want to take away her freedom of speech. Isn't that part of what makes America great? You're mad at her because she said she's not going to the White House. You're mad at her because she's part of the LGBTQ community and she doesn't feel like the current regime in the White House is doing anything to help relations within her community. Okay? And, you know, so you're mad at her that she's using her constitutional right. That's what makes us America. That's what makes us great. That the president can speak out against her and that she can speak out at the president and she's not shot in the head at the local marketplace for doing so. She doesn't have to cover her whole face to do so. So you can be mad, you can be angry, but realize her ability to speak out on what she believes in is what makes us who we are. And because I realize that, I can both say, Megan Rapinoe, I would go to the White House. Megan Rapinoe, I disagree with you disrespecting the President of the United States, but I love you, Megan Rapinoe, and I love you, and you're the best player in the world, and you and the women on this team brought so much joy to my heart. You all did, and I love you for that. We need to be able to separate church and state here, folks. We really, really do. Okay, let's lighten it up a little bit with a little chat on Either Or, which is coming your way next, right here on the most interactive sports show in South Carolina. You're Offsides on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys. Monday morning, Monday afternoon edition of the show, episode number 111. Lots of great conversation, great debate still to come on the show. A texter agrees with me. Ladies took the day from at T-Bone21. The moment you choose to be un-American, take your ass to another country and don't come back. Completely and totally agree. A third texter, obviously on the other side, quote, and again, folks, don't shoot the messenger, okay? I am Ron Burgundy. I will read whatever's on the teleprompter. Megan Rapinoe's an anti-American bitch that needs to get a real life and appreciate this country. She threw my flag on the ground. I fought for 23 years for her right to do that, yes. But by God, I will exercise my right to boycott everything she stands for, and this has nothing to do with church and state. Well, sir, there was not an intention for the flag to be on the ground. Another player was actually holding the flag. They inadvertently dropped the flag because they were taking a picture. A player behind them realized, oh no, they're dropping the flag, went to go pick it up immediately. Okay, let's not get completely lost in symbolism here. If these players weren't proud to be wearing the red, white, and blue, they wouldn't be on the national team. Okay, so we must differentiate. I think Megan Rapinoe is proud to be an American. I think Donald Trump is proud to be an American. But those things are not mutually exclusive. Okay. Megan Rapinoe disagrees and feels as though the president has been hurtful to people in the community that she lives in. And therefore, she has the right as part of this great country not to go to the White House. That's her right. That's what makes this country great. Let's never, ever, ever lose sight of that fact. Okay. Really, really. Let's never lose sight of that fact because it's upsetting. Okay. Mark, I do support her right to be wrong. Two things bother me in what she said. First was disrespectful to our country. How was she disrespectful to our country? I think she was disrespectful to the president. We lead the world in freedoms, including LGBTQ rights. Acknowledge as much. Acknowledging that we lead the world doesn't mean we are where we need to be. Second, she was lazy going after conservatives, just following the MSM narrative that the conservative movement is an exclusive bigoted group. Nothing could be further from the truth. Do your homework. I'm glad we won, but we didn't pull for her at all, Billy and Taylor's. You know, look, man, I don't... If she has her political beliefs and she speaks for those political beliefs, I separate those when I watch her in soccer. I don't connect the two. I would hope that you could be able to do the same. Typically speaking, I tend to be in the middle politically. Lonzo, where are you politically? Are you on the right, left, or middle?
Those listeners who know who I am, they know where I am and where I work on my other job should be obvious. The conservative, right leaning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I would say I'm in the middle, but as I age, I tend to agree more and more with right leaning principles. Right. And that's where I've been. But you know, to say you're not going to root for the team because of the player, you know, one of the founding principles of great managers is that they criticize, and I know this because I sold management development training programs. We train managers to become better and more efficient at what they do. This was before I started my radio career. And it says, criticize the performance, not the performer. Okay, there's a difference there. Criticize Megan Rapinoe disrespecting our president. That's fair, okay? Criticize the fact I don't agree with what she said. I think what she said about the office of the president is disrespectful. She feels like the president has been disrespectful to her. But you must separate that from being critical of her. And dear God, don't let that prevent you from rooting for the rest of the women on the national team, okay? Separate church and state, ladies and gentlemen.
No,
dear God.
Here's what needs to be separated. They need to leave their politics to themselves. We watch sports to escape all this political stuff. And all these – I realize that they have a platform. I realize she got asked a question. Just don't answer the question. Then you don't have to deal with all this stuff. She wanted to answer the question. She wanted to answer it the way she did. And she wanted the controversy she got.
And she has the right in this country
she does.
To do that.
She does. And people have the right to not watch it because they don't like her.
Okay, they have the right to do that, and they have the right to be un-American.
It's not un-American.
And I have the right to say it's un-American because I live in this country and I'm allowed that opinion. Okay? That's my opinion, and I can stick with it. All right, either or begins right now. All right, Lonzo, first up in either or. Let's get right to it. The next 2 years in the NBA. And Lonzo, I don't think you can do this because I think there's a clear answer. But I'm going to test you anyway. Would you rather have AD and LeBron or Kawhi and Paul George for the next 2 years? There's a very clear right answer here. This is a test of your objectivity, Lonzo. What do you got?
We've been talking about America. And in America, I don't have to be objective. And so I'm not going to be, or what you call being it's just me being anti you all day, and I'm not really. I'm actually glad to see you. Here's the thing. I would take AD, and I would take LeBron. You said for 2 years. Now, if it was 4 years, that's totally different. I think LeBron's got another two really good years in him. Those other guys are still fairly young and have more years than that. But for 2 years, I would take LeBron.
LeBron and AD is the wrong choice. The best two wing players in the NBA today are, they call them 3-and-D. They can shoot the three. They can play great D. Kawhi is the best wing player in the NBA today. Paul George is the second best wing player in the NBA today. LeBron is past his prime. Anthony Davis is coming off of injury. Kawhi and PG are easily the better of the two options moving forward. Lonzo, what do you got?
I just want to say, when I hear you give your LeBron take, I think of your Patriots take. That's all I'm saying.
Which is what?
They're done. They're finished.
Okay, no. Yeah. LeBron is not done. He's past his prime, okay? And I can't tell you how happy I am that Kawhi treated the Lakers like his side piece. Much more on that still to come on the show. What do you got, Lonzo?
All right. So they tell you not to write your passwords down. At work, should you write your passwords down? Because here's the thing that I'm dealing with. And yes, I do have a sports one and the next one. I got a brand new computer, but I didn't write my passwords down. So now I'm having to find passwords from all over the place where I've had that computer for like 10 years. And I'm having to hunt down passwords. So there's a lot of things that I can't do job-wise that's going to – I'm costing myself by not writing them down.
Can I just tell you, I have been here 6 months, 1 week from today. So 1 week from today will be the 6 month anniversary. Actually, it'll happen on Sunday. January 14th was our first show. If I am asked to change my password one more damn time with these emails, and they tick you off because you get in 14 days, and then you get an email every day reminding you you're going to need to change your password. How many different passwords do you have nowadays, Lonzo? I have at least 30. I have at least 30 passwords, and I try to keep track of them. I have a notepad thing in my phone with all my different passwords, but it's the one that I don't put in there that I forget every single time.
Well, most of them, I do not put personal ones in there, but I think I'm going to have to start writing down the work ones because you get so used to your computer remembering your passwords,
right,
and then suddenly they're not there, and then you have no idea what to do. And I spent Saturday, I came in, I spent a good 2 hours just trying to find passwords.
I was once in the Apple store, and I said I didn't know my sign-in password. And the best, here's what they said to me. Oh, that's unfortunate. What does that mean? Oh, well, see, we can't access your account then. What are your security questions? I don't know. Dude, I ended up having to go down a 3-hour rabbit hole in order to get out of that mess just because I didn't remember the password anymore. All right, next up, the Stanley Cup. Now, Lonzo, you don't drink alcohol. I'm going to ask you to pretend either that you do for a minute or that your favorite drink would be used in place. The Stanley Cup was recently used. You know, they give it to each player on the winning Stanley Cup team. They get to have it for a week. And there's a beautiful baby who I imagine, a beautiful baby is a honey, right? She's a beautiful baby. I imagine she's the girlfriend or wife of one of the hockey players that won. Of St. Louis, it was recently used as a giant cup for a margarita. The Stanley Cup, they turned it upside down. They dipped it in salt. They put lime wedges all around the outside of the Stanley Cup. They poured margarita mix into the Stanley Cup. Voila, a giant margarita the Stanley Cup was. Yoda, I am. All right, Lonzo, what do you think? Onsides or offsides as a giant cup for a margarita?
By the way, that's very inventive. And if I were a drinker, that would be kind of cool. But I would never drink out of the Stanley Cup. I see all these things year after year that they put in there. Even if it was filled with cherry diet Dr. Pepper, which is extremely hard to come by. If I find it in other states, I buy it up and bring it here. Found it at the beach and bought 424 packs because you can't find it here. You cannot. As soon as it gets on the shelves, it's sold because it's that good. If it was filled with that, I still would not drink it. No way. I don't care how much they say they sanitized it. You know how many lips have been on that thing?
It is absolutely onsides.
No
I
way.
Can't think of a better use for the Stanley
Cup.
So
you have no problem with drinking after people?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. Of course not. Of course not. It's what you're drinking. It's the symbolism of it. Absolutely. I can't think of a better use for the Stanley Cup than that. All right, Lonzo, what do you got?
All right. Jorge Masvidal knocked out Ben Askren in 5 seconds, the fastest knockout in MMA history on UFC 239 Saturday. Then he celebrated over top of his knocked out body. Is that onside or offside?
I saw this. I saw this. And
I thought the guy's neck was broke. I thought he was dead.
I think there needs to be a culture change in fighting, whereas when you know somebody's knocked out, there's a penalty against you if you go swinging on top of him for that. There is no chance that guy's coming back from that. And the guy who got knocked out got hit with two further punches after he was already knocked out by what looked like a flying knee. I think there should be some kind of listen. I think there's a place for trash talking in sports. The trash talking in sports is before the guy gets knocked out, not after he's knocked out, at which point he's unconscious. He's unconscious because he sustained a brain injury. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what happens when you get knocked unconscious. That's a brain injury. You don't celebrate that. I've got an issue with that, Lonzo. That's my take. You?
I think it's offsides, too, especially the way that he got knocked out. He should not have celebrated afterwards. That was ridiculous. You still want to talk stuff about him? Wait till he's conscious.
All right. Coming up next, agree with that wholeheartedly. They've been called the number two consensus team in the All Cupcakes Conference heading into this year. Your humble correspondent here isn't buying it. I'll tell you why next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. All right, so I was doing some reading. I got my media copy of the Phil Steele College Football Preview magazine. Highly recommend it. It's the best $15 you'll spend the entire year. It's basically an encyclopedia of college football information. So I was doing some reading in that yesterday afternoon. Nice, lazy afternoon. I had a big soccer day yesterday. I watched the women in the World Cup final at Hall of Fame Sports Grill. Came home, watched the Copa America final, Brazil and Peru. And then I watched the U.S. against Mexico in the Gold Cup. But in between that time, I was reading the Phil Steele College Football Preview. And everybody and their mother has Miami as the number two team in the All Cupcakes Conference, the ACC. I don't understand that. Number one, they have a brand new head coach who's never been a head coach before. Number two, they have a mediocre quarterback, Tate Martell, transferring from Miami. They don't even transfer from Ohio State, rather. They don't even know who their starting quarterback's going to be. So then I realized it. Then the light bulb went off. How could they possibly be number two in the ACC? Well, number one, the rest of the conference sucks. You and I and everybody else knows that. But also, after they play UF the first game of the year, the first game of the college football season on August 24th, check this out. Their non-conference schedule for Miami is Bethune-Cookman, Central Michigan, and FIU. What, were the Island of Misfit Toys not available? Also, their ACC schedule doesn't include Clemson and features no top 32 teams in the country, as ranked by Phil Steele in his publication. The best ACC team they play all year, per Phil Steele, is Florida State. Florida State had a losing record last year. The best team they play is Florida State, not named Florida the first game of the year. You've got to be kidding me. Why are they the number two team in the All Cupcakes Conference? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they're sponsored by Charmin for softness. Unbelievable. All right. Coming up next, why a view from someone outside of the bubble is a very valuable viewpoint. I'll explain when Offsides with Mark Ryan continues right here on ESPN Upstate.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.